We're doing Parashat Behar. Baruch atah Adonai Elohim Melech haolam shekulo baruch.
Amen.
Panim hadashot.
Yeah, right. Everybody.
Have you in mind. Where do we start from this? It's a big piece. Yeah. I don't think we did it. We did it. Go to Shrini. I'm struggling with this. Okay, let's go to Yud Dalet. Chitim kerum em kala amitecha. Okay, no, you're not amitecha. Al tonu ish et achiv. Chitim kerum, it's...
698.
Chitim kerum lefi pishoto kemashmao. You make a sale. Ve'od yesh tel Hashem inay, kishotam mochel mechol Yisrael haverecha. When you're selling, I always sell to the Jew first. Tamona v'chitim kerum em kar, la'amitecha mechor.
That's
the connection. Keep them krumim kar. There's a Jewish buyer. Sell them first. He needs it. Menachim bata leknot kenem Yisrael haverecha. You know the opposite. When you need to buy something, you should buy from a Jew. Talmud Amar okano miyad amitecha. The next part of the pasuk. So that's a regular a lesson. If you can give the business to a Jew, we'll take care of the Jews. Everybody would take care of each other, so you wouldn't have so much. Poverty. Everybody's able to mefanes mezu lezu. Al tonu. So you're not allowed to make tonu. Maze al tonu zu onat mamon. I think in English they call that usury.
Excessive interest.
You can't overcharge. You can't take advantage. Gouge.
Saffron.
Right. And then the vernacular. B'mispar shani mahala yovel tikne. מאת עמיתך במספר שני תבואות ימכור לך. You gotta remember, you're selling a field. Keep in mind, in your veil, it goes back to the original owner. So you have to factor that in, that he's not getting the field forever. At maximum, he's getting the field for 50 years. At minimum, he can get the field for a year or less. So when you're selling the field, you can't make one on the guy. You have to calculate how many years the guy's going to have benefit from it before Yovel takes it back. במספר שנים מחר יובל תקנה, זה פשוטו ליישב המקרא על אופניו. על ההונאה בא להזהיר, כשתמכור או תקנה קרקע דעו, כמה שנים יש עד שביובל? After how many years are there to the Yovel? ויש שנים מוטבות השדה, שהיא ראויה לעשות עם כל המוכר ויקנה הקונה. Then you have to make a calculation, how much produce does the field generate? And how many years is he going to be able to live on the field and benefit? And therefore, that's how you make the price. That's the pshat of the pasuk. Sherei sofo lahazirah lo b'shnat ha-yovel. Fields go back. Ve'im yesh shanim mu'atot, ve'zeh mukhra b'damim yekarim, arei nit'ana lo kayach. So if the guy has only shanim mu'atot, a few years left to yovel, and he sells them for a high price, so the seller is me'aneh. Ve'im yesh shanim merubot, and if there were many years and he ate a lot of wheat, then the seller got cheated. That's a simple shot of the pasuk. Make the calculation. Shnei meaning the years. לפי מניין שני התבואות שתהה עומדת ביד הלוקח תמכור לו. The amount of years that the lokeah is going to have benefit from the תבואות, that's how you calculate the price. ורבותינו דרשו מכאן. Because it says over here, שני תבואות. שני minimum is 2 years. So we have a law now, מכאן, שמוכר שדהו, אינו רשאי לגאול פחות משתי שנים. שתעמוד שתי שנים ביד הלוקחו מיום ליום. So yeah, you can't sell a field less than 2 years. That's the minimum before you can make a geula. ביד הלוקח. ואפילו יש שלוש תבואות באותן שתי שנים. Even if it's a 3 cycles of תבואות, sometimes in 2 years you can get 3 crops. כגון שמכרה לא בכמותיה. Already he sold it to him and there was already a crop in the field. ושניה אינו יוצא מפשטו, כלומר מספר שנים של תבואות ולא של שדפון. Meaning years of תבואות ומיעוט שיניים Shenayim. Ominut Shanim Shenayim. The Ominut Shanim is Shenayim. So therefore the Boten will learn a law like this. That you shouldn't sell a field Bahot Meshte Shanim. Okay, so that's halacha. It's not fair to sell it less than 2 years. When you give a guy a lease, give him a 2 year lease.
Minimum.
You can't throw the guy out 1 year, it's too short, especially on a field. Okay, I'm sure there's logic to that. If you rova shanim terbe miknato, or if you meota shanim tamit miknato, like we just said, ki mispar tivotu mochedlach, velo tonu ishet amito, viyareta melohecha, ki ani ashim melokechim. Now this over here, you always have a lot of these. V'yareta medohecha. So you always have to know these. V'yareta medohecha. So it says v'lo toru ishet amito. That's in a regular deal. Kan ezira onoad devarim. That's in a verbal usury, verbal gouging. You're not supposed to be ma'ane your friend. You're not supposed to say hurtful words to your friend. Lo toru ishet amito. Shelo yaknit ishet havero v'liyasi'ena etza she'ena hogenetu.
Jealousy.
No, you shouldn't give him bad advice. You shouldn't hurt say hurtful words. לפי דרכו וענתו של יועץ. ואם תאמר, מי יודע אם התכוונתי לרעה? If I give a guy bad advice, who's gonna know? I can sketch him that I'm giving him good advice. Meanwhile, my mind, I'm directing him away because I want to buy the house. So the guy, oh, I have another reason. I tell the guy, nah, it's not for you, it's not for you. There's too much kids in the apartment over there. It's too crowded. I wouldn't take it. Oh, thanks for the advice. Next day, boom, you take it. If I don't, don't take it. Okay, yeah. Now that's a case where it's obviously the advice was bad. Sometimes it's not so obvious. So who's going to know if I gave him bad advice or not? God knows whether your intention was to give good advice or not. Kol davar masul lalev she'en makid ela misha machshava b'dibo neymar v'yaretem eloecha. That's an important one. That any time there's things that you can it's talui in the machshava, so you need yira'ah for that. It has in the inside, because who knows what you're thinking? So if you have to have Yirat Hashem to believe that, that Kadosh Baruch Hu knows what you're thinking, so never behave. Without Yirat Shamayim, you can fool around with this all day long. You can get away with murder, because nobody will ever know your intention. You can't prove it in a court. You go to court, you tell the guy, well, I gave the guy good advice. I don't know, I didn't know. Hashem knows what you were thinking. Exactly, maybe if you don't see him. Exactly. ועשיתם את חוקותיי ואת משפטיי תשמרו ועשיתם אותם וישבתם על הארץ לבטח ישבתם על הארץ לבטח שבעוון שמיטה ישראל גולין אוקיי, אז בעוון עבדה קיפינג שמיטה בני יסג אוזן תגלות שנאמר אז תרצה הארץ את שבתותיה ורצת את שבתותיה ושבעים שנה של גלות בבל כנגד שבעים שמיטות שבטלו היו וואו, there were 70 שמיטות that בני יסג מבטל I guess over 500 years And for each Shemitah, they went into Galut for 1 year. Okay. Continue, Haimi. V'natena ha'ares. Yud-Tet.
V'natena ha'ares priyach,
v'achatem nosov, v'shatem la'betach aleha. Rashi. V'shatem la'betach, shelo tedagu mishnat batzoret. Okay, you keep them in three, you don't have to, in Shemitah, you don't have to worry about batzoret, no famine. Okay, ba'akaltem lasova. Sometimes you eat achila, it's not lasova. Sometimes you eat and eat and eat, you're still hungry. Over here it says ba'akaltem lasova. What's achila lasova? Every achila is lasova. No, it means you can eat a little, but there'll be a beracha of satiation in your me'ayim. Sometimes a guy eats a little thing, I'm satisfied. So you're going to have dinner tonight? I'm lunch already, I'm still full. You ate one piece of bread. And it's beracha. Beracha tem lasova. What's the beracha? There's a double beracha here. Simple pshat in the beracha is less money. You don't have to spend so much money on food. So it's a beracha. Eating one third less. But the real beracha is it's less time. You know, if I don't have to eat dinner, less time, I could stay in yeshiva and learn. So it says, "Dabi beracha, apetoche ma'im tebo beracha." Continue. V'chi tomeru. Now we get to the. Oh, guy's gonna say. So guy's gonna come along and ask, "Manuchal b'shana shevi'it? What are we gonna eat in the 7th year?" We didn't do any work in the field.
That's eat the 70? Doesn't he eat the 70 yet? Was
good. No, 70 is Hefker.
No, but he planted 6, he eats in the 7th. The 8th year really doesn't eat. The 7th year is not the 8th.
It's 3 years that he has to worry about.
What? He's worried about...
He's worried about the 70 year for sure.
No, but 6 he eats in 7, no? 6 he planted, he cuts it in 70 and eats it, no?
Yep, so does everybody else.
Everybody else, of course, Hefker.
All right, so Hefker. Yeah. Okay, so you have to worry about 7 because it's open.
Correct.
Then 8 he doesn't plant, so 7 he doesn't plant, so 8 is dead.
Right. He doesn't start up till the ninth.
So he's got to have enough in 6 years.
So he has
to have
enough years for 6, 7, and 8. I think Gemara's going to tell me that she's going to, I'm sure, say this here. So he's, anyway, we don't so fed up by. We weren't able to collect anything to the house because you can't collect in the house. Right, all these things you have to leave out. Okay, so therefore, what? What's going to happen? That's the sheet. The Shusha Shanim. So that's when you have to start to Tosefet Shviit. So basically, it's 3 years from Nisan of the 6th year to Nisan of the 8th year. Okay, and then what does it say? Uzratim. Oh, Yovel. So let's say you have a 6 and 7. If you have a 6, which was a Yovel, so you don't have any for the 6th either.
4 years.
Oh, wow. So you need 6, 7. You need for the 6th.
49,
50, and 51. Wow. So he says over here, so pa'amim sh'ayta sericha lasod l'arba shanim. Ba'shishit sh'lefne ha'shemita ha'shevi'it. In 2 years, so you have 2 years that was back to back. Shemitah and Yovel. Shivayit vaYovel. Because then Emar b'shara Shemitot. I said it was talking about a regular Shemitah, but now in the case where you need a 4 year item, you'll need for the on the 6th is Yovel, so you need 5, 6, 7, 8. In the 5th year, it's kind of going to have to produce for 4 years. For the 5th, for the 6th, for the 7th, for the 8th. Mm. That's amazing. Okay, we are. Let's continue. So what is that saying? You're never allowed to sell the land conclusively. That's a law. Liten lav al hazarat sadot leba'alim bayovel. Shelo yehye lokeh kovshah. So there's a law that says you're not allowed, you can't keep the field. When your veil comes, you got to give the field back.
Right.
Hazrat Sadot. Hazrat Sadot. The Ba'alim is allowed.
We have a kechkav.
Let's meet Tut.
Tzika. Mechira tzika alami.
Kidya Aris.
Atera imecha ba'ach.
She'ena kishelach. Okay, it's not your field. When you were young, they sang the song, this land is my land, this land is your land. That's not... It's an American song. Okay, continue. We did.
We call Eris.
Okay, every debris also goes out. The devazim in front of the kedushim perik rishon. Lofi pshuto samuch lo perik shesha harav.
Shemocher chuzato shan negula lecha shtei shanim o hu o kirubo ve'en halokeh.
When you're selling your ahuza, that's a different thing. That's the ahuza. So you have 2 years to redeem the ahuza. Okay. So this is a separate thing. Okay, there's ahuzat kem. It's v'stei ahuza geula tetun la'aris. And how much is the geula? 2 years. Okay, continue. Halfon. Kiyamuch.
קיימו האחיך ומחר מחוזתו ובא גואלו הקרוב אליו וגאל את מוחר אחיו.
What happened? קיימו האחיך, מנמד שאין אדם לאשר למכור שדהו. דוחק עוני. Okay, you shouldn't sell your fields. But the guy דוחק עוני, אז היא קיימו. מאחוזתו.
מאחוזתו.
ולא כולה. למידת תורה דרך ארץ. שישאר שדה לעצמו. Good business practice. Don't sell everything. Keep a parcel for yourself. Okay, now what happens? ובא גואלו הקרוב אליו.
וגאל את מחר אחיו, מן הלוקח איכול להכיר.
Wow, so the relative of the guy, can it, it's a terrible thing to have to sell your ancestral property. It's a terrible thing. So the Torah comes along and says that it's a mitzvah to help the guy redeem his property. So the goel comes, and the goel pays the money, has to reimburse the guy, and the field goes back. So the pasuk says, ואין הלוקח יכול לעכב. That the goel cannot, the buyer of the field cannot me'akev. He cannot say, I don't want to sell it to you. He has no choice. I'm buying it for ploni. So he has to agree. Okay. What happens? Ve'ish ki lo yeh lo goel.
Ve'ish ki lo yeh lo goel. Ve'hisiga yudo umasa kidei gulato.
So what happens now? Ve'chi yesh la'adam b'Yisrael she'en lo goalim. Everybody has a goel. Everybody has a relative, somebody.
Yeah.
Ela goel shiuchal legol memkaro. He doesn't have a goel that can do the deal. Lay it out exactly. So what should he do?
V'chishav. V'chishav et shnei memkaro v'hishiv et ha'odef li'ish Hashem achal lo v'shav l'achuzato.
So he makes a calculation. Kama shanim hayu ad ha'yovel kach ve'kach. How many years are to the yovel? V'kama mecharti ha'lecha be'kach ve'kach. Atid ha'ita la'azah be'yovel. Anyway, you're going to have to give it to me back at the yovel. נמסד קונה מספר התיבות כחשבון של כל שנה ושנה. He makes a calculation of how many years basically did you buy it from me. אכלת אותה שלוש שנים ארבע. How many years you benefited already? So that already you got the product from that year. הוצא את דמיהן מן החשבון ותול את השאר. Okay, that's the way you would make the calculation. I guess the guy should go around collecting. The guy should do get a job. But that's the way you do the calculation. And give him the remainder. Let's say you couldn't come up with the money. ויאם קרו ביד הקונה אותו עד שנת היובל. ויצא ביובל ושב לחוזתו. Again, יובל is an amazing thing. יובל is like a reset button. So look at רש"י, וישיב את העודף ודמי המכה על האכילה שאכלה ויתן לו כאפן. לאיש אשר מכר לו, המוכר זה שבא לגאולה. Fine. They achieve though because she ain't goel hatzain. Okay, you have to be goel the whole thing. Ad shenat yovel shu kenes letoch otah shana kelum. Shehorim Hashem betchilato. The beginning of yovel causes a refund, not the end of the yovel. Ad shenat yovel, meaning to the beginning of yovel. Okay, continue, Michael. Ve'ish.
Ve'ish ki lo yiyeh lo goel.
How about chavtet?
Chavtet.
ואיש כי ימכור בית מושב עיר חומה והייתה גאולתו עד תום שנת מקרו ימים תהיה גאולתו.
This is different though. This is עיר חומה now. עיר חומה is one year. So look at Rashi. בית מושב עיר חומה. בית בתוך עיר המוקפת חוממות יהושע בן נון. So you're buying a house in a city that's walled from the times of יהושע. So what's the גאולה system on that? והייתה גאולתו עד תום שנת מקרו. You got one year to make a גאולה on that. והייתה גאולתו לפי שנאמר
בשדה שיכול לגאולה
שתי שנים והעילה כל זמן שירצה. But the first 2 years you can't be goel on the other one. You gotta wait minimum 2 years. After 2 years we said you can be goel until the Shemitah, until the Yovel. Here the cutoff is the opposite. You only have 1 year to be goel. After that 1 year no, it stays. אין הוא יכול לגאולה, הוא צריך כבר שהוא חילוף, שאם נצא לגאול בשנים של הגאולה, הוא לחם מכאן אין הוא גאולה. You understand?
Inside
the walled city, you got 1 year to buy it back. After 1 year, the sale is finalized. But Shankin, in the other case, the sale is...
You have minimum 2 years.
Minimum 2 years to live on the field, to benefit. And then after 2 years, you can start calculating how much it is to your vet, to start minimizing and pay him off and get the field back and do the goel business. So how much is the difference between batei er choma and sadeh? Vayta gulato shel bayit, yamim. Yemei shana shelema, kiruim yamim. וכן תשב הנערה איתם ימים, וקם הבעל עצמיתות. What happens after that?
ימים ועשור.
וקם, ואם לא יגאל עד מלות לו שנה תמימה, if you don't do it after a year, פסוק למד, וקם הבית אשר בעיר אשר לא חומה לצמיתות לקונה לדורותיו. לא יצא ביובל. לא יצא ביובל. So much is conclusive. ואשר לא חומה לא קרינם. רבותינו, אבל בשאלנו עכשיו, אם הייתה לו קודם לכן, even though there's no wall now, it goes from the times of Yehoshua ben Nun. אשר לא חומה. Even though לא חומה, meaning you could learn with an aleph. There's no חומה now, but there was a חומה with a vav, meaning then. והיא נקבה, היא ועושה לכתוב לה. The word עיר is נקבה. So why does it say, אשר לא? It should say, לא. אלא בתוך שצריך לכתוב לא, בפנים תקנו לא במצות, זה נופל על זה. רק כשהיא needed to do this, then עכשיו, לא, לא. למד אלף, למד וב, so therefore, even though it shouldn't said השאלה, because it is נקבה, but you wanted this דרשה, אבל לא, לא. Okay. And what's the law say? לא יצא ביובל. אמר רב ספרא, אם פגע בו יובל בתוך שנתו, לא יצא. עם ברגע הדוש. That if the יובל came out בתוך שנתו, לא יצא. Means you could redeem it within the first year. But he's saying over here, in pagabo yove betoch shenato lo yetze. That's the case of lo yetze.
When does yovel come then?
It can come 10 years later. It's every 50 years.
Oh, he's saying in the year that you did it.
Right.
So then already, if yovel came during the first year, then already it's lo yetze. Uh-huh. But it sounds like another, if the yovel didn't come in the first year, it's yotze. So it's a very limited case.
That's pashut.
And she says that's not the pshat. Rav Safra says it's only talking about when Yovel came in the first year. Lo yetze.
But then the second one, it says
by Yovel
yetze,
but pasuk right after. Continue. That's in the emchoma.
By Yovel yetze.
Sabi, you said Gulati yelo by Yovel yetze. Batei hasirim ketargum of paschin. עיירות פתוחות מעין חומה. Then already it's a regular Yovel case. וערי הלוויים בתי ערי חוזתם, that's לוויים cities. גאולת עולם תהיה ללוויים. What's גאולת עולם? תהיה לוויים. So that's the השדה הארץ יעשב, הרי כשדות שגרים עד יובל ושים ביובל לבעלים. Fine. That's regular fields. גאולת תהיה לא מיד אם ירצה. Same like the שדות. And it's actually better. But זה יפה כוחו מכוח שדות, שזה אין לגלות עד שתי שנים. שדות, so we have three laws, רבותיי. I'm second kiddushim reviewing now. שדות, a regular sade that we said you sell, you have minimum 2 years before you start the process. And then anyway, your bill is going to catch him, so you have to make the hajbon. Batei ir choma, it's the opposite. Batei ir choma, you have 1 year. You have 1 year after 1 year. If your bill came in that year, it's forever. Otherwise, your veil will take it according to Rav Safra. And according to this last case over here, you have Bate Hatzerim, not a field. You have a bayit in an unwalled city. So then the law is over here, Bazeya Fikum, and here you can make a Geulah Miyad. Geulah Miyad. Okay. And then what happens? Ubayuvel Yotze goes back. Now over here, that she says, Bechinam. The Kulomar, Belo Ashlama, Tegbe Sadea, Hosatania, Akala Shana, Upagabo, Yovel, Mashlim, Lo Ochana, Hara Yovel. Aha. Like I said, Yovel, Yetzikra, Yetera, Lo Machi, Yetzibahina, Belo Ashlama. Sometimes you have to give the guy another year. The field goes back at Yovel, but you have to give him another year. Mashek in here, when it comes to Yovel in the house, it's over. You don't have to pay him back for another year. There's some cases where, I guess by ste ahuza, kala shana, upaga bo yovel. So we say, right. But you got to give him another year. Because on a Sunday, you got to give him 2 years. So after the first year, yovel came. So the law is, you give it back to him for the yovel. And he's got to give it back to the other guy to mashlim the year. But she can hear by a bayich in the choma, hinam. It's over. It's 1 year's up. Okay, so now you learned three cases. Let's review the cases. Batei Arechoma, Sadeh and Bayit. Bayit she'en lo choma. And the law is again Sadeh, that's a regular Yovel case. It goes back to in Yovel. And how long does the guy have to get the field at least? For 2 years. Batei Arei Choma is the opposite.
1 year.
1 year you can't touch it. 1 year you can't touch it. But you can only buy it back in 1 year. And then after 1 year, it comes conclusive. And then you have to stay there to buy it. To buy it, Adrabah. You can be Goel it right away. Okay. Now we get to Arei Leviim. There's 48 of those. Arba'im u'shvona ish netu lahem. Geulat olam. Goel miyad v'afilu lefnei shtei shanim. Aha. So you can make a geula forever. The goel can come even before 2 years. Im machru sadeh mesedutem and netotem alpaim amasut ha'arim. Im machru bayit be'ir choma. Goalim le'olam ve'enu halut le'sof shana. Right. There's no 1 year rule that says after 1 year it's over. They can be goelit anytime they want, forever. Ve'asher yig'al lamed gimal min ha'leviim ve'yatsa memkar bayit ve'ir ha'chozah be'yovel ki bateh הרי הלוויים היא עזותם בתוך בני ישראל ושדה מגרש עליהם לא ימחל כי עוזת עולם הוא להם. Okay, what does he want with this over here? ואם יקנה המילים ראשי אין למד גימה ואשר יגאל מן הלוויים ואם יקנה בית או עין מהם ויצא ביובל ואותו ממכל של בית או עין משורשוב ללווים שמחרו ולא יחלות כשאר בתי ערי חומה של ישראל. Fine. Gulat zul hashem mechira. Davar achad efi shneimar gulat olam tiyelvim. Yachol lo dibrek dom elu dokes shekna bayit be'ed levim. Aval levi shekna megiv yadut amad amad. Vashi yigam levim af kuel lemiad levi kuel gulat olam. Ah, even a levi that buys some levi goes back to the original levi. Not only Yisrael that buys some levi. Ve'asam kar bayit anezu mitzvah acheret. Ve'lo gada yosef ve'yovel ve'enu nechal yosef shana ke bayit she'Yisrael. Right. That even though in 1 year you didn't redeem it, but by Yisrael after 1 year stays by the guy forever. Masha'en ken by levim, even after 1 year you didn't redeem it, goes back. Because that's their ahuzah. If you take it away from the Levim, they have nothing. They don't go to work, these guys. You're taking a guy who's on, he's, what do you call it? He's a Section 8. That's where he lives. So you take his house, where's he going to go? That's their sadeh. That's their sadeh. Has a deen like a sadeh, which always will go back. But even better than sadot. But you don't have to wait 2 years until you can get it back.
Let's have to buy it back.
Buy it. Right, right. You got to get your buy it back. Your bill will come back, but.
Right.
The
house also?
Anything of the Levim always will come back to them.
Batei Arei Choma goes back?
No, not Batei Arei Choma. Batei Arei Choma is.
Levim.
Yeah. Yeah. They always have a chance to make geula. Miyad, afilu lefnei shtei shanim. And im machru bebayit ba'arei choma, even after a year they can still buy it back. So there's no limitations on arei levim. Even if it's an arei choma, where normally after 1 year it's over, that's not the case. And even if it's a sadeh, which you have to give 2 years, you don't got to give the 2 years in the Levim case. You can be goel miyad. So there's no chumrot by the Levim.
Bets off.
No bets off, exactly. Because that's
all he's got.
That's all he's got. He's going to kill the Levi. Who sadeh migrash alem loim mecher. Let's continue one more. Mecher gizbar. She mekdish ben Levi et sadehu. Let's say the Levi was Magdish's field. And he didn't redeem it, and the Gizbar sold it. Beit HaMikdash takes his field, and the Gizbar sold it. So you can always get it back. Even though the Gizbar sold it. I say he sold it. Now,
the guy Mekadish the house to
Beit HaMikdash.
So usually what happens is
in Yovel,
you could redeem it.
Right.
If you don't redeem it, but Yovel, it goes to the Kohen.
Right.
Okay. Here,
even after that, Yovel will go back to the original Levi.
To Levi.
So it's a benefit to Levi. Yovel doesn't lose it. That's what he says. Mecher gizbar, she'im ekdish ben Levi tzadir ve'lo ga'ala mechala gizbar, he didn't go with gizbar, sold it. Ena yotza lekonim by Yovel. Kemot she'nemar b'Yisrael, v'im ha'chal tesed li'ish acher, lo yiga'el od. Once you sell it, it's sold. Now she'ek in here, when you sell it, it goes back to Levi still in Yovel. So Levi wins. Okay, now here's the part that I was analyzing. That was, I had to read it because we had to get to this point there now. Now help me out on this here. Okay, the guy became poor. So what's that, Lord Abotai? What's that case? Your brother became poor, he needs money?
Brother or just a fellow Jew?
A fellow Jew, it seems. So that she says, he's about to become poor. He needs money to buy the merchandise. If he doesn't get the merchandise, he's going to fall. The guy has a business. He just needs an influx, to infusion to keep on keep the business going. If you give him the influx, infusion, he'll be able to continue. Okay, assuming that the guy's, you know, it's a legitimate thing. But once the guy falls, so al tani anu shirib ziyipo viyekashir lakimo. Ela hazekeo mish'at mutat hayad. When he starts to stick out his hand to ask you, that's when you have to help him. When his hand starts to become a little weak, before he collapses. You know, when it's still on the hamor, it's easy. Once it falls off, now go put it back on. It's hard. You know, you can still position it when it's on the hamor. It's easy. Once it falls off,
right.
Toshav, interesting, the Ger Toshav, that's a guy that I guess accepted that she says not to do Avodah Zarah. That's it, even though he's East Nevelot. Guy who lives amongst your clients said that doesn't do Avodah Zarah, does a Shiva Mitzvah B'nei Noah? Leave him alone, you have to help him out. That's for Hay Imach. Al tikach me'iton neshek v'tarbit. Here we go again. Don't take interest v'yaretem Elohecha. Why v'yaretem Elohecha over here? Because again, you can sketch the guy. I could tell the guy, it's not my money, it's the goy's money. I come to you and say, listen, you tell me, Rabbi, can you lend me money? I said, oh, I'm stuck, I gotta lend this guy money, it's not gonna be charge interest. I said, I don't have any money, but I can get from Mr. Gambino, my neighbor, and I'll be the shadchan, I'll get you Mr. Gambino's money, but he takes 22%, and he takes your legs also in 3 months. So therefore, even though it's not Mr. Gambino's money, it's my money. Hashem knows whose money it is. Don't be a wise guy. You can't do that. Well, no one knows that except Hashem. That's why it says Ve'yaretem Elohecha. Look at Hashem. Finish with the beat. L'avod shnavim. Ve'yaretem Elohecha. The fish and the tosh of Adam nemshiket harad the beat. Everybody loves the beat. Why do they love the beat?
Money for nothing.
Money for nothing. Just sit home all day long and get open the checks. V'kasher lefor shemen. U'moreh la'atzmu etim b'shu me'otav shayu betilot etzlo. And it's easy to rationalize it. If I kept my money in the bank, I would have made 10% or 3%. I could have put it in the stock market, I would have made 10%. Now I give it to this guy for free. Not only that, but you rationalize it like this. Most of the cases of the beat are not the cases that you think are the beat. You think the beat, this guy's a poor guy. Most guys that are in the beat business are rich guys, not poor guys. Poor guys are not in the money business, they don't know anything. It's the rich guy that comes along and says, listen, I need to buy a building in Manhattan. They want $100 million. So do me a favor. I'll pay you the rebate. It's my honor to pay you the rebate because I'll pay you 10%. The Gambinos want 15%. So you're saving me 5%. You hear what he's saying?
Yeah, of course.
And if you sell me this $100 million, I'm going to make $1 billion. So I'm asking you to do me a chesed. Right. I'm telling you, if you don't give me a 10%, I'm going to have to pay 15%. So you're rational. I'm doing a chesed. I'm giving the guy 10%, I give you 15%, the market is 15%. And anyway, if I don't give it to him, he's not going to be able to buy the building. If I don't use him to buy the building, he's going to lose all this $1 billion. You could rationalize very simply in this case. But the Torah says, don't rationalize. Hashem said, you can't charge it, even in a case like that. You say, it's the Nukhri's money. Look at the Ramban here. This is a big subject.
Should buy from the Jew.
No, what is V'chei Ha'imach like a better beat? V'chei, I don't know what the V'chei, V'chei, it's a whole subject in itself. V'chei, V'chei, V'chei. So look at the Ramban here.
So what Pash Pshat is, just so he'll be able to live with you. If you're going to charge him on your seat, he won't be able to.
Kanere, that's what it means. Yeah. Yeah, let him live equally with you. Look at this Ramban, famous case. Zu Darash bin Putiri. Shnayim Shayu Malchim Baderech. Two guys were walking on the road. Ubiyad Echad Mehem Kiton Shel Mayim. And one guy has a kiton shel mayim. He has a
canteen
of water. Im shotehu magia liyishuv. If he drinks it, he'll make it back to the settlement. Vim shenehem shotim, shenehem metim. If they're going to split it, they both die. This is a philosophical question here. Who drinks the water? Darash ben Potiri, mutav yishtu shenehem viyamutu. Ve'al yir'eha echad mehem b'mitat havero. It's amazing, Hadusha ben Potiri. Ben Potiri says, mutav shiyishtu shenehem.
Ben Potiri is a Jew,
Rabbi? Ben Potiri is a Jew. He's a bar tlukta of Rabbi Akiva.
Really?
Sure. So you have over here, my shita. Would you think like that? If you had one cup of water,
I'm sure.
Somebody could live here. It's mine, first of all. Somebody could live.
Chaimach.
Somebody could live. If we both drink it, we both die. Ben Potini says an amazing kiddush over here.
Let's see your brother die.
So the Malbim says, where did Ben Potini get it from? So the Malbim says that, you know the rule. We said this rule 1,000 times already. That there's a difference between the word imach and itach. Anytime you see the word imach, it means you are equal, you are together. Anytime you see the word itach, you're together, but different kavanot. The biggest proof the Malbim brings, vayelech ito lot. Ito. Lot went not with the same covenant of Avraham. Avraham went because God told him to go. Lot went because he saw that Avraham has money. So they went together, but it's different. Huh? Same thing with Bil'am. What did God say to Bil'am? Kum lech itam. Not imam. Kum lech itam. You go do what I tell you to do. And then what does the pasuk say? And God got angry at Bil'am ki holech imahem. What do you mean? He told him, Kum lech itam. Yeah, I told you, Kum lech itam, but you went imahim. You went with them with the same kavana. Evantem? So the Malbim says, V'he achicha imach. Your brother is imach. You're one. His blood is not any less red than your blood. So therefore, that logic that you just said, you go first. Why do you go first? You're imach. You're equal. From the word imach, he understood your life is not any more better than your friend.
What's hayecha kodmi?
I don't know what hayecha kodmi means yet. I'm talking about Ben Potiri. Ben Potiri doesn't know like that. Ben Potiri says, you're equal. You know what sevara this is here? Who thinks like this?
Whose water is it?
It's the guy's water, Uven's water. Right? Uven's water. Let somebody live. Why should you live more than he should live? Because it's my water. what's that the way I think? Rabbi Ruchem from the Mir writes in his Sefer that from Sevara of the Torah, Ben Potiri is 100% Mekubal. Because that's what the Torah wants you. You have to give to the other guy. You're not any better than anybody else. Torah's whole logic is
that's the way you should feel.
There is no. You don't have yourself. You don't have any benefit over another guy. You're equal to everybody else. Exactly. But it's my water. So the mashal that they give is they did a study. They were looking for a guy to run a chesed organization. So he has to fill out a whole paper of questions. At the end, there's a hypothetical. And they want to know how the guy's going to answer the hypothetical. They sent it to four people. Hypothetically, the guy's driving in a smart car, and there's one seat and there's one seat. He's in the car, and he gets to the bus stop. He drives by. It's a snowy day, Bedded Booze Day. At the bus stop, he sees his best friend, an old man, chattering cold with his teeth, and the doctor. They're all standing at the bus stop. So they're saying, who should you take? So the first guy writes, the old man, Azit, Pikuah Nefesh, the guy's gonna die over there. The other guy writes, the doctor, if I take the doctor back to the hospital, he can save people from... The other guy said, listen, it's very nice, but the friend is a friend. Friendship is thicker than water. Blood is thicker than water. It's my friend. The fourth guy said, get out of the car. Give the doctor the keys and let him take the old man. And you sit there with your friend at the bus stop. You both take the bus with your friend. That's the guy that got the job. What's the shot in the first three? The first three doesn't enter their mind that you're not going to stay in the car. I'm here. It's my car. It's my car. That never happened. I mean, that I'm going to get out of my car. The question is,
how am I going to work it out?
I'm going to work it out with the other guy, but I'm staying. I'm not getting out of it. It doesn't enter. So Yukum says, it never enters the guy that he should take himself out of the equation. You're no gay on Latzmecha. It's my car. But the other guy, right away, says, why am I better than anybody? What you call? Because it's my car, because I'm sitting in the car, because I have the keys. Why does that make me more ba'alut? Not anybody else. If there's two guys I can help, then remove me from the equation. I'll stay there with my friend and keep him company. We'll take the bus together. That's what Putini's saying. What they say? Why do you think this? Because you're holding the water and it's your, you know, that's the guy above the guy. It's my water. So Putini's telling you a new horizon on how to look at a Jew. The way you look at a Jew is a different item over here. Zimach. And such an imach means even if you're both going to die, that's what Torah wants. Now continue for a second.
I have to see the guy that's
going to
get out of the car.
and show me the guy that's going to follow Ben Potiri also.
That's hard.
Show me the guy to take care. I'll take a sip, a sip, and they both die.
It's his life.
And Ben Potiri, by the way, knows Pikuah Nefesh Keneged Kulam, and he knows all that stuff that you're telling me. Pikuah Nefesh and all that stuff for them. Mr. Sif, Baruch Abba.
Sorry
to interrupt.
Post time. Your life comes first.
Rabbi Akiva argues. Now, I believe that maybe we'll do this in the Seudah Shishi tomorrow. This bothered me the whole time I'm analyzing. Rabbi Akiva, we know. We know Rabbi Akiva. Ayecha kodmim.
But isn't he the one that said after Ayecha kamocha?
Kamocha. Exactly, kamocha. Not
more.
Kamocha, you gotta live too. The Hazar v'amar v'hayecha imach. So what's the pshat? How does he learn the pasuk? He learns the pasuk like this. You have to put a comma, the Malbim says. V'che. First live. And then Ahika Imach. But not before you live. Ahika Imach is only after Mechay. But what is this that's shown over here? Ad Shebara Bi Akiva. Why are you making such drama? What's the drama? Every time you have a Gemara, that's how we introduce Shitot. We say the Bi Akiva Omer. That's what I'm asking, Jaime.
Ad Shebara sounds like we didn't know until he came.
Ad Shebara B'Akiva, we came to the Bet Midrash, the trumpets came and the bugles, Ad Shebara B'Akiva, the Botayr B'Akiva is here. What's the Shita? Ad Shebara B'Akiva. What's the... What's the Ad Shebara B'Akiva?
All right. They must have the answer.
We have to figure out what Ad Shebara B'Akiva. It's unbelievable Ramban. I love this Ramban. Ben Potiri, that's the Shita. Ben Potiri says you... And Rav Yochum says,
that's right.
Ben Potiri, if it wasn't for the Bi'akiva, Sebarat Torah for sure is like Ben Potiri.
Take self out of the
equation. You're not part of it. Why should you be part of it? There's a guy who's going to die. You're better than him. Torah always saying, Yenem, the other guy, the other guy, the other guy. Now this is, it's my water. What? Your water. Big deal, it's your water. Your water means nothing. Klai says always for the next guy. Klai says always to give from himself. Ben Potiri is, he says, we have Rabbi Akiva. There's a system. We have the halachot. You can't even. Mahlok be potir against Rabbi Akiva. Pesach Rabbi Akiva. But Rabbi Yukim says it's a hidush. You would have said the exact opposite. Right. You would say, Rabbi Akiva, like you said, Hayeka called me. Hayeka, of course, because that's the logic that Hayeka called me. Hachibah Rabbi Akiva. Okay, we'll stop it.
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.